We begin the current daf, Masechtas Makos daf Yud Tes. We begin on the bottom line of Yud Chesem Beis, where the Gemara continues in a related discussion from the previous daf regarding the opening halacha of our previous Mishnah, regarding the topic of our perek of Elohim Aloikin. These are different violations that one gets lashes if he violates it, and that was if someone eats Bikurim from the first fruits before the Kriya of the Parsha of Bikurim of Rami Avi was said, it's not permitted for the Kohen to eat from it yet. Someone eats from it before that it gets lashes. So the Gemara continues on that theme. Amar Rava Bar Ado Amar Yitzchok, Bikurim, these first fruits of the seven fruits that Eretz Yisrael is praised with, which those fruits have, the first ones that are grown, a person's crop has to be brought up to the base of Migdash and given to the Kohen, as we continue to talk about Testament Alf, Me'emesai Mechayov Nalein. From when does the liability of death happen for a non-Kohen who eats them? I mean, the moment that it comes, it's not yet Bikurim. When does it become Bikurim, which is the gifts that are given to the Kohen, that from that point on, if a non-Kohen would eat from it, he would be liable for the death penalty? Says the Gemara, Mishi Yiro Pnei HaBayis, when it sees the face of the Beis HaMikdash, when it comes into the area of the Azar, that's when it becomes Bikurim. Although, as we said in our Mishnah, one cannot necessarily eat from it yet, even though it's already forbidden to non-Kohanim, until they create the Parasha Bikurim. But from that point on, it's Asr Lazarim for the death penalty. Now the Gemara's command, who is that like? Says the Gemara, Ki Hai Tana the Tana, like the following Tana that we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Yezalim, he says, Bikurim, if let's say someone's bringing up his first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash, Miktasin Bachutz, Miktasin Bifnim, some of them are still outside, some of them already came inside the area of the Beis HaMikdash. So says Rabbi Yezalim, Shebachutz, Harein Kechun L'chol Avraim, the ones on the outside are still like unconsecrated produce for all the halachic purposes. Shebifnim, those that already came inside, they already see the face of the Beis HaMikdash, Harein Kehektish L'chol Avraim, they're considered like hektish for all the halachic situations, and therefore we see that it's totally on, as we said, Mishra Yiro, Pnei HaBayis. Now moreover, and this is going back to the topic of the previous daf, which is the topic of the opening halacha of our Mishnah, Amar Rav Sheshi says, Bikurim, the bringing of the Bikurim, unlike the halacha of our Mishnah, Hanacha Ma'akevis Behen, the placing down of it in front of the Mizbeach is intrinsic part of the Avodah, Kiriya Ein Ma'akevis Behen, but the recital of the Parsha is not Ma'akev, and that is, one could partake of the Bikurim even if the Kriya of the Parsha was not said yet. Says the Gemara, Kaman, who is that like? Ki Tanda the Tanda, like the following Tanda we learned in the following Braisa. Rabbi Yisi, Aymer Shleisha Dvar Mishum Shleisha Zakein. Rabbi Yisi said it with three different teachings in the name of three different elders. And the one we're going to teach is one of them. And this is taught in the Sefri, and it's also mentioned in Masechtas Temura. One of the three teachings was Rabbi Shmuel Aymer. He said over the name Rabbi Shmuel, Yachul Yala Adam Meiser Sheini Bizman Hazeh B'Yerushalayim B'Yechlana. One would think that one would be able to take up the second tithe of his produce in today's times when there's no more Beis HaMikdash, bring it up to Yerushalayim, as the halacha always was, the one had to eat his Meiser Sheini in Yerushalayim, and eat it over there. Meaning, unlike what is done would be done now when there's no halacha of eating it in Yerushalayim, where since there's no Beis HaMikdash, someone redeems it, and then, as always, halacha is then you could eat the produce. Now, this havamina, this thought that one could still bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it over there, is because this Tana holds that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was not batal. It's still there, the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, all the halachas that are agriculturally related to the land of Eretz Yisrael still pertains, and one has to separate maestros. So therefore, says Rabbi Shmuel, so you would think, so if the rest of Eretz Yisrael still has the sanctity of Trumas and Maestros, you have to bring up the Maestros Sheni to Yerushalayim, and there you could eat without redeeming it. On that, says Rabbi Shmuel, but based on logic, we cannot say that. Because B'chor Tarn Havois Malkum, the firstborn animal that comes from a mother animal has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. And the second tithe also needs to be brought to the place, meaning both of them need to be brought to Yerushalayim. Now, says Rabbi Shmuel, Ma b'chor in el b'fnei habayis, is just like the firstborn animal, is only pertainable when the Beis HaMikdash is still around. So too, the second tithe that has to be brought to a place, in this case Yerushalayim, is only when the Beis HaMikdash is still around. That's, however, says Rabbi Shmuel, but I can tell you the other way. But Ma'al B'chor, maybe the halacha of the firstborn, yeah, there it needs the Beis HaMikdash, Shekein Torn Matan Damim Ve'Murm L'Gavim Mizbeach. is because actually part of its service relates to the Beis HaMikdash. Because one has to take the gifts of the blood, meaning the Zrikas Adam, and the sacrificial parts and put on the Mizbeach. So since part of its service requires the Beis HaMikdash, maybe that's why the whole bringing of the Bechor requires that. In contrast, if we say not, then one just waits till a blemish develops, and then he doesn't have to bring it up to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. But maybe by Bechor, it's only when the Beis HaMikdash is around, because part of its service requires that. Ma'aseh Sheni, nothing is done in the Beis HaMikdash, maybe then you would still have the halacha bring it up to Yerushalayim. And that says Rabbi Shmuel, Bikur Miechichu. But Bikurim, the first fruits, could disprove that, which it doesn't have any Matan Dam, and doesn't have any Mum L'Gav Mizbeach, and yet still, the halacha is that it's only required when there's a Beis HaMikdash. So then you could learn out from Bikurim and say, wait a second, so just like Bikurim has to be brought, it's only when the Beis HaMikdash is around. So the Ma'aseh Sheni has to be brought only when the Beis HaMikdash is around. And that says Rabbi Shmuel, but no, you can't learn from there either. Because Ma'ab LeBikurim, what do we find by the first fruits? Yeah, there it's only brought when there's a Beis HaMikdash, because she came to Unim Hanacha, because it does require something of its service also regarding the Beis HaMikdash, because it has to be placed down near the Mizbeach. And therefore you can't learn that Ma'aseh Sheni from there either, that it's not brought Bezman HaZeh. So maybe it is brought Bezman HaZeh. Maybe one does take, even today, brings up his Ma'aseh Sheni to Yerushalayim and he's right over there. It doesn't have to redeem it. And that, therefore, says Rabbi Shmuel, so you cannot learn it out from Bechor or Bikurim. So Talmud Lema, rather, we learn it out from the Pasuk in Devarim. The Pasuk says, V'chalta lefnei Hashem lekecha, V'koyim, you should eat in front of Hashem your God, etc. Where it says, in the place which Hashem will choose that to rest His name over there, meaning referring to the Beis HaMikdash. And what are you going to eat over there in Yerushalayim? So talk about Meiser, dog and tears and Yitzer. And it mentions, Bechoris, the firstborn animals of your Bakar and Yitzayim. So it says Rabbi Shmuel, Makish Meiser LeBechor. The pasuk is equating, putting them both in the same pasuk for the same halacha between Meiser and Bechor, which teaches us Ma Bechor and Elifnei Abaye is just like the firstborn animal. The halacha bringing it over there is only when there's a Beis HaMikdash around. Af Meiser in Elifnei Abaye, so too Meiser Sheni is only at a time when the Beis HaMikdash is still around. And therefore, it does require the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, Bezman HaZeh, we're not going to be allowed to bring the Ma'aser Sheni and eat over there in Yerushalayim. Rather, the halacha would require redeeming it. Now, later on, the Gemara is going to ask, why was it so more obvious to Rabbi Shmuel that Bechor requires the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, if it doesn't, you can't bring it Bezman HaZeh, and we're learning a Ma'aser Sheni from there, and that Ma'aser Sheni was a question, not sure about, which we had to resolve from Bechor. How does the Tana know that much more that Bechor requires it more than Meiser? But that's the halacha of the Braisa. Concludes the Gemara, we're trying to prove when Rav Sheshet said his halacha that Bikurim only hanacha is ma'akiv, the putting it down, but the kriya of the parsha of Bikurim is not ma'akiv, we're saying it's like this Rabbi Shmuel. Why? Because ve'im isa, if it would be that the kriya would be ma'akiv too, so lifrich Rabbi Shmuel should have asked when he was saying his question, saying that, wait a second, you can't learn a Meiser Sheni from Bikurim, and therefore we have to bring it from a pasuk that it requires a Beis HaMikdash. His words should have been, Mali Bikurim Shekin Tu'unin Kriya V'anocha. No, you can't learn a Ma'aser Sheni from Bikurim. Bikurim requires a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you won't bring it Bezman HaZeh, in contrast to maybe Ma'aser Sheni, because it requires the recital over there in the Beis HaMikdash, and the placing down of it over there in the Beis HaMikdash by the Mizbeach. Whereas Ma'aser Sheni doesn't require that. Maybe you would do it Bezman HaZeh. From the fact that it doesn't say the word kriya, only says that it requires anacha, it's obviously because the kriya is not ma'akib, the way Rav Sheshet has said it. However, Amr Rav Ashi asks on this proof, meaning to show that the Tana that Rav Sheshet was going like was this Rabbi Shmuel. He says, Nihidi kuvaleka, even if you want to say that the kriya of the parasha Bikurim is not ma'akib, does not withhold the validity of the fulfillment of the mitzvah Bikurim, but mitzvah mileka, isn't there at least a mitzvah, a positive commandment to go ahead and recite that parasha? And since there is a mitzvah, v'lema mitzvah v'lifrich, then they should say, but there is still a mitzvah kriya, and ask from that, it should still be, if you're saying that could have been asked as the question, to show a discrepancy between Ma'aser Sheni and Bikurim, and therefore you can't learn out from Bikurim, because Bikurim has not only hanacha, it also has kriya, even if you want to say that kriya is not ma'akev, but everyone agrees there's a mitzvah, so that should have been mentioned anyway. So that makes the question even more glaring. What's your proof? So, okay, it's not ma'akev, but still I should have said the mitzvah part. Elamah Rav Ashi, the Rav Ashi explains why it didn't mention kriya, and with that, he'll also disprove the proof and say, therefore it's not a proof that when there is the halach of kriya, that it's not ma'akev. He says, because kivan de ikka bikuri hager, not every bikurim is the same. When the convert brings his first fruits, the halach is the bayil meme. He has to say, like the pasuk says in the parasha of kriya of bikurim, Hashem nishba Hashem la beseinu, Hashem our God swore to our fathers. Now the problem is, b'li matzi amar, a ger can't say that because it wasn't his fathers. He converted to the Jewish people. So loy psikale, so therefore it wasn't clear cut to the Tana to be able to mention, oh, you can't learn it from Bikurim because Bikurim requires Kriya and Anacha. Not every Bikurim requires Kriya. A ger can't recite at all. But however, I would tell you, but regarding a Yisrael, a regular Jew, that when there is the ability to say the Kriya, that even the Kriya would be Ma'akev, and therefore it's no Raya that Rabbi Shmuel is like Rav Sheshes. But the Gemara goes back to ask on this teaching of Rabbi Shmuel once we introduced it. Why does Rabbi Shmuel have to conclude and say that how do I know Meis HaShein B'zman HaZeh you don't bring up to Yerushalayim and can eat it over there? One would have to redeem it, which then allows you to eat it out of Yerushalayim. Why does he finally prove it from a hekesh, from the pasuk that puts Meis HaShein and Bechayr and the Bikurim in the same pasuk, and Bechayr in the same pasuk? Why learn that from a hekesh, but rather V'lahadur Dina, to the contrary, you should go back to the logic, the taste of a mahatzad, and should be learned from what's known as a mahatzad. What's the common denominator that we find between Bechor and Bikurim? You're right. We said you can't learn from Bechor because there's something unique by Bechor. So we said, okay, let's learn from Bikurim. We said, no, you can't learn from Bikurim. There's something unique about Bikurim. Okay, but say that Bechor yechiach, Bechor will disprove the uniqueness of Bikurim as being the pivotal reason why you can't do it bezman hazeh, because it needs a base of Mikdash, which is because you need hanacha, but Bechor you don't do hanacha. Oh, but you said, but you can't learn from Bechor because Bechor has matan dam and imurim. Well, that can't be the main reason either, because Bikurim also doesn't need that. And so what's the common denominator between both of them? That they both need havois makom, they need to be brought to a place, and they're both only at the time when the Beis HaMikdash is around. So say that would apply so too to Meis HaShani. Because each one that you're saying why it's different than Meis HaShani, and therefore maybe Meis HaShani would be different, cannot be the reason, because the other one doesn't have that. So therefore, but the common denominator does apply to Meis HaShani. So why do you have to learn from Hekesh? Says Gemara, no, Mishum the Ikkel Mifra, because you could even ask from that common denominator and say that it's still different than Meis HaShani. Because Maha Lahat Sara Shavashaben, because what do we find the common denominator between Bechor, the firstborn animal, and Bikurim, the first fruits? Sheken Yishben Tzad Mezbech. Ultimately, still both of them, there is a common denominator. They both have an element of the altar. The Bechor is for the bloods have to be put onto the Mizbeach, and Bikurim has to be placed near the Mizbeach. In contrast to Meis HaShani, it doesn't have anything with the Mizbeach, maybe it would still be different than the both of them, and would be brought even Bezman HaZeh, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, and that's why it had to be learned out from a Hekesh from the Pasuk. But the Gemara asks another question on Rabbi Shmuel. Umayk Savar, what is this Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, when it was so obvious to him, and we alluded to this question earlier, that the Halacha of Bechor is not Bezman HaZeh, because no Beis HaMikdash, more than that of Meis HaShani? Ask the Gemara as follows. Iksaver, if he holds Kiddush Rishayna, the initial sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash, was Kitchel HaShaitu was sanctified for its moment when the Beis HaMikdash was around, the Kitchel HaSalava, and it was also sanctified for the future. Just like, as we said before, obviously he holds regarding Kiddush HaSa'aretz, because that was the whole premise that we were discussing regarding the requirement of bringing the Meis HaShani to Yerushalayim. That's only if there's Kiddush HaSa'aretz, that there's an obligation to take off tithes, which is the agricultural mitzvah that's the contingent on the sanctity of the land of Eretz Yisrael. So just like he holds regarding that the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael maintains for eternity, so too he would say that the Kiddush of the Beis HaMikdash is maintained for eternity, even though the actual building is not there. But then the question was, do we say that now without a wall around Yerushalayim, we still consider the area Lefnei Hashem Lekecha? Because yeah, the Beis HaMikdash sanctity is still there. Or do we say that not? Because even though it's in front of Hashem, your God, but there's no wall. And that is what Rabbi Shmuel was proving the halacha of Meister from Bechor. But that asks the Gemara, Fil Bechor Nami. But then if that's the case, then even a firstborn animal should be sacrificed and eaten even Bezman HaZeh. Because the one who holds that the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash is for eternity, even though the building is not there, holds that we do sacrifice a carbon, even though the actual Beis HaMikdash is not there, as the Gemara says in Megillah and Daf Yoreh Min Aleph. So then why are we saying that, so we're learning from Bechor that you can't? Why? To the contrary, Bechor should be, and Maisa should also be. And Iksav Kedush Roshayin the Kitchel HaShaita, but like Kitchel HaSalava, and if this Tana Rabbi Shmuel is holding that, no, the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash was only for its time when it was around, but it was not for the future, meaning the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash it was already, it's not there. Hashem, so to speak, left. The Shechin is not there. And then the whole question was regarding Ma'aser Sheni. Since by Ma'aser Sheni you don't need the Beis HaMikdash, so if you would eat it in Yerushalayim, even today's times, would we call it Levnei Hashem or not? And that's what we end up resolving from Bechar. But that still has to Gemara fill Bechar Nami. And even regarding the firstborn animal, such a case, Taboy, you could ask the same question. Why ask it just for Ma'aser Sheni? You could ask it by Bechar too. For example, like by a Bechar, a firstborn animal, where its blood was already thrown at the time when the Beis HaMikdash was around. And then, right after that, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But the meat of the Bechar is still around. You could ask the same question, what's the halacha? Could you eat it or not? Where that doesn't need a Beis HaMikdash. It's only to throw the blood. Now you have the same question that you have regarding Ma'aser Sheni, which doesn't need a Beis HaMikdash. Do you call it Lefnei Hashem Likecha? On the one hand, yeah, because it's here in front in Yerushalayim. On the other hand, not, because there's no Meshchin and there's no more wall. But that question you could ask regarding the Bukhari too. Why is it being asked specifically regarding Ma'aser Sheni? And the halacha Bukhari was so obvious to the Tana. Either way, why is it obvious? Either way, you could ask the same question, whether he holds the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash was forever or only for that time being when it was around. Some Ravini says, La'olam kesaver kedusha l'shaita v'lekish l'aslabi. The Tana Rabbi Shmuel held that the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash was only for its time when it was around and not for the future. The Hoch over here that was so obvious to the Tana that he was going to resolve the question of Ma'aser from Bechayr is because we're talking about Bechayr by a firstborn animal which does not need the Beis HaMikdash, similar to the case of Ma'aser that we're talking about where Ma'aser never needs the Beis HaMikdash. Now, that case is Shenizrik, as we mentioned this before in the question, Shenizrik Dome Koidim Churban Habayis. The blood of the Bechar of this animal that's a carbon was thrown before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Bechar of Habayis Vadain Besari Kai. And the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and the meat of the carbon of the Bechar is still around. Now, and that we knew in the question, but the question is in this that we're saying that it's so obvious to the Tana that meat you're not going to eat, and that's what we're learning Ma'aser Sheni from that meat of the Bechar, is because Umakshinan Besari Ladame. The pasuk equates the meat of the animal bechar to the blood of the animal the bechar, because the pasuk says "Ves damim tizrik al mizbeach," its blood you should throw on the mizbeach, etc. And says "The besaram yilach," and its meat should be for you. Which from that we learn out ma damim b'mizbeach, just like the blood needs the mizbeach, because that's the whole utility is to throw it on the mizbeach. Af besari b'mizbeach, so too the meat requires the mizbeach. Meaning, at a time when it's fit to throw the blood, which is the mizbeach is around, that's when you could eat the meat. But not when the Bezmeich was already destroyed. So that's how we know, and that's what was obvious to the Tanner Rabbi Shmuel, that the Bechar would not be appropriate Bezman Hazeh. And then the Pasuk makes a Hekesh, equates the two of them, and from there we learn out that the same halacha would apply to Ma'aser Sheni, that it would not be appropriate Bezman Hazeh, even though it itself does not need the Beis HaMikdash, but the Pasuk equates it to Bechar, which the meat of the Bechar is equated to its blood, where just like the blood, obviously in the Mizbeach, so too does its meat, and so too to Ma'aser Sheni. But the Gemara asks on this, "Chidavah halamed behekish." Is it possible that something which it itself is learned out from a hekish, where the meat of the bechar we're saying is learned out from a hekish to its blood, chayzer malamed, then it goes itself and now teaches another teaching on regards to something else, meaning on the ma'aser sheni behekish with another hekish? But the problem is, the Gemara says in Zavacham Daf Mitesma Beis that regarding the halachas of kachim, you don't learn out alamed min halamed. You can't learn out from something that it itself is learning from something else. Now, we just described this trilogy. We have the blood that needs the mizbeach. We said, but the meat of the carbon of the bechar is compared to, in the pasuk, to its blood. Now, then we say that the ma'aser sheni is compared to the meat of the bechar. But that meat of the bechar itself was learned out from something. How can you then go ahead and learn something else from it? Says the Gemara, ma'aser dagan chulun hu. The ma'aser sheni of the grain, it itself is chulun. And by chulun, you could learn out something which is learning from something else. So there's no problem that it's two steps, which the Gemara on Amud Beis continues and asks, that's only good according to the one who holds that the primary variable when you're discussing if you're allowed to learn out one thing who's learning out from something else is you go based on the thing that you're learning to, the end product, which this machleik is in Ezem Mekayman in Masech Zvachim. So here the end product, the Laman Min HaLamad, that's Chulun Ayinim, so that could be learned at Laman Min HaLamad. But the one who holds that, no, the weak link in Lamam and Alamad is not the second thing that's learning, but it's that middle one which already learned and it can't now teach regarding something else. Ma'ik Lamem, what are you going to say? that lamad, which is coming to be malame now, is a kachim item, which is the meat of the bechor. That which was already lamad cannot be malamed, even though the end product is a lamad of chulin. So according to that, how can you say that that's how we know that Maisa Sheni cannot be brought up to Yerushalayim and eaten in Bezman Hazeh? Says the Gemara, so rather the answer is damu basar chad milsi. It's not a lamad min a lamad. The meat and the blood of the carbon of the carbon bechor are all the same thing. It's not a lamad. It's not learning out from, if you learn from a different context, like Maisa Sheni is learning from bechor, that's a lamad. But it's not in this case where it's both parts, two different parts of the same carbon. That's not considered a lamad, and therefore the meat, which ultimately is learning from the dam, could then go ahead and teach regarding the Maaser Sheni, that just like the meat of the Karban Bechor is not Bezman Hazeh and needs a Mizbeach, so too the Maaser Sheni also has to be Bezman Hazeh. And again, that this was discussed because of the halacha of Rabbi Shmuel, because we brought it in as an attempt to show that he's the Tana who Rav Sheshet was going like, which is the halacha of our Mishnah that says Bikurim Hanacha is Ma'akev, but Kriya is not Ma'akev, which ultimately was shown not to necessarily be a proof that it's going like the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel. Now the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our Mishnah regarding those who are likened, who get lashes, were Kachi Kachi Mechulu, which we said that the highest level kabbanis, which are eaten out of the klaim, Echulu, etc., which one of the cases was Maiser Sheinu Chutz L'chaim. If someone eats the second tithe out of the wall of Yerushalayim, so he's going to get lashes. Which Gemara asks, but Tanina Chadazimna, we already learned this one, we already taught the same halacha in the previous Mishnah after the Gimel Aleph. The Mishnah said, who are those who are likened? And one of them is Maaser Sheni VeHekdesh Shlei Niftu, the second tithe or hekdesh that was not redeemed. Now, what does it mean not redeemed? Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim could be eaten without being redeemed. The problem of eating Maaser Sheni without redeeming it is out of Yerushalayim. So that's the same halacha that we're teaching in our Mishnah, which you're eating Maaser Sheni out of the wall of Yerushalayim, because if you redeem it, then you could eat it out of Yerushalayim. So why are we repeating it once in that Mishnah and then in this Mishnah? So Amar Bi'Yisrael Bar Chanina says the two different halachas. Seifa, meaning referring to our Mishnah, b'maaser sheni tahar v'gavur tahar. We're talking about where the maaser sheni is tahar and the person is tahar. The ka'achal chutz l'chaim, where he's eating it out of Yerushalayim, that's the classic problem of eating maaser sheni, if it's not redeemed, out of Yerushalayim. But Reisha, the Mishnah of Yad Gimel, was a different case. B'maaser sheni tamei v'gavur tamei. It's talking about regarding that if the maaser sheni is tamei and if the person is tamei, where that's prohibited, one cannot eat Maaser Sheni in the state of Tumah, as we're going to explain in one moment. And then he ate in Yerushalayim without redeeming it. The Mishnah of Yud Gimel said, if he eats the Maaser Sheni without redeeming it. Now, we thought it meant, yeah, out of Yerushalayim, because that's where you have to redeem it. No, in Yerushalayim, because as we're going to explain shortly, one cannot eat Maaser Sheni that's Tumah. Now, moreover, as we're going to see, that even in Yerushalayim, one can then redeem it, because if he can't eat it, what's he going to do with it? So in Yerushalayim, not out of Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, but he didn't redeem it, that person is eating Maaser Sheni in the state of Tumah, because that's the only way you could redeem in Yerushalayim, is if the person or the Maaser is Tumah. So then, that's the teaching that the Mishnah of Yud Gimel is saying, if he eats it in the state of Tumah, he's going to get lashes because he didn't redeem it. Which the Gemara continues and asks, where do we know that there's a liability for lashes, which is the halacha we're explaining on the Mishnah of Yud Gimel, for eating Maaser Sheni in the state of Tumah? Says the Gemara, the Talmud within the Braisa. Shimon Ami, he says, the Pasuk in Devarim says, when what's called the Vidu Maaser, when the person comes up and he confesses regarding all the Maaser he got rid of, he did whatever he had to do with it, he didn't do anything inappropriate regarding his tithes, he says, I did not consume it in the state of Tumah, which teaches us, Bein sha'ani tamei v'hutar, whether I didn't eat it when I was tamei and the Maaser Sheni was tar, Bein sha'ani tar v'hutamei, whether I was tar but the Maaser Sheni was tamei, it says b'tamei, which means both are punishable, not meaning the person cannot be tamei and the Maaser Sheni cannot be tamei. So that teaches us regarding that that's punishable. But v'heichen muzra l'chila. But as the Braisa, but where do we know that, where does it say in the Torah the warning that one cannot consume it with a state of Tumah? To which the Braisa says, any day, I don't know. Which the Gemara doesn't allow the Braisa to conclude, where the Gemara jumps in and asks, and basically says, well, Tumah saguf behediksev, regarding if the person himself is Tumah and the Maaser Sheni is Tar, that says the Gemara, that clearly says, e'asar in the Torah, that one cannot eat the Maaser Sheni in that state. Because it says the pasuk miyikra. It says nefesh ashatiga boy, the soul that will touch this thing that's tamei v'tama ad arv. So the person that touched it becomes tamei till the evening. V'lo yoichum and hakadosh shemugam, and he cannot partake of the holy things like the pasuk there says, etc. Ki imrochatz, unless he goes and he washes himself. Now the Gemara in Yevamos explains that this pasuk is talking about ma'aser sheni. How do you know? Because since the pasuk says ki imrochatz, unless if he washes himself, sounds like that if he immerses himself, he becomes tar to partake of this holy thing, which is that he could immerse, get up, and eat. Now that would only pertain to Meister. Everything else, Truma needs sundown, and other things require even the next day regarding bringing a carbon. So obviously it's referring to Meister Sheni, and we see an explicit pasuk regarding the Tumas HaGuv, that a person is forbidden to partake of Meister Sheni in that state. That's brought down in our Rashi's, that's a quote that Rabbeinu Rashi, His body is pure and his soul left in a state of purity that he doesn't explain anymore till the end of the Masechta. And from here on is the terminology of his student, the Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nasan, known as the Rivan, which it's brought down that he's the son-in-law of Rashi, and from that point on is explanation from the Rivan. So that says the Gemara, that's clear that regarding this Azara of Tumas HaGuf. El Tumas Asma Minamar, continues the Gemara, what the Brice is going to come to explain is, but when the Meiser Sheni itself is Tumah and the person is Tar, how do we know that is forewarned in the Torah and that's punishable by lashes? Which is again is the Mishnah Dafid Gimel. Says the Gemara, the Chsiv, well, like the other Gers that some have Tamal Leiman, that's what we learned from the Pasuk Devarim, says, Leisucha Lecho Bisharecha. You can't eat these things in your gates. But well, as we're going to explain, it means you can't eat it like Bisharecha. Well, Halomai Huayman. Now, later on it says, regarding the Bechor, a firstborn animal that's blemished. So a blemished firstborn animal, unlike a whole intact Bechor, you give it to the Kain, it's brought as a carbon. If it develops a blemish, the Pasuk says, okay, Bisharecha Techlana, then you could eat it even in your gates. I mean, you don't have to bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash, you could eat it wherever you are. Hatame Vahatar, whether it's Tame or whether it's Tar, it's like it has a halacha like Chulin, which earlier it says it's tomat kiye baimum, it's tomat the bechor that had developed the blemish. Now, but Tanya de Beir Bishmol was torn in the Brisa Yeshiva Bishmol that afilo, that even, meaning even though a bechor that develops a blemish, there's still certain things you cannot do to it. It still has the sanctity of a bechor. You're not allowed to shear the animal. You can't work it, like the Gemara says in Mechayris. It says in the pasuk, "B'chol aves nafshecha tizbech." For whatever your heart's desire, you could slaughter it. V'chal tabas, you could eat the meat. The Gemara there darshins and says, well, there's still certain limitations, as you see from the words. Tizbech, you could slaughter it, but it tells you, but you can't shear the wool. You could eat it, but you can't give it to your dog. You could have the meat, but not the milk. So on that says the Brisa v'Shiva v'Shmol that even so, even though there's certain limitations, but tamei v'tar eichlin b'kar achas v'ein chayshin. Someone that's tamei, someone that's tar, could eat from the same plate of the same bechor meat, and we're not concerned, because the bechor that's a bal mum could be eaten in a state of either the person having tumas haguf or the meat of the bechor itself being tamei. The reason that is because since we're saying a tummy person and a tar person are eating from it at the same time, so when the tummy person eats from it, so first of all, he has tumas haguf and he's eating the bechor that's tar, and also the tar person who's eating with him, after the tummy person touches it, it's a case of a tar person eating tumas atzmei that the bechor meat itself now is tummy, which therefore you see both those halachas are okay by tumas haguf and tumas atzmei by the meat of the bechor. That's a balmum. Now that says the Gemara, but Kam Rachman, the Torah is telling you, Heyich Tamei Deshari Loch Gabitar Hasam, this Tuma that I permitted to you by a Tar person over there, meaning by a Bechor Bal Mum, which we just explained that either one is okay, either if the meat is Tamei or the person is Tamei, that's being allowed. Where there the word the Pasuk uses over there is Bisharecha, Hach over here by Meiser, it's telling you that Loi Teichel, that you can't eat it. Meaning, when it says in the pasuk like sucha lecho bisharecha, you can't eat this in your gates, which the first item mentioned over there is meiser, and it is telling you that you're not allowed to eat meiser sheni with the same halachas as the bechor, which says bisharecha, where thereby the bal mum of the bechor it could be eaten with tumas asma tumas aguf. Here it's telling you loy sucha lecho bisharecha, you can't eat the same as the bisharecha over there. Meaning to say, because tummy is a problem, which is teaching us not only Tumas HaGuf, but also Tumas Atzmei, when the meat itself is tummy, that is forbidden by Meiser Sheni. And therefore, that's the halacha that we're telling you in the previous Mishnah of Meiser Sheni, or that's the person that's tamei and then he eats it in Yerushalayim without redeeming it, that's when he's going to get lashes. Our Mishnah is talking about out of Yerushalayim, that regular tahar person, tahar ma'aseh sheni, where that's a different prohibition where he gets lashes if he doesn't redeem it. Now the Gemara asks, "Umenali de bar pediyuhu." Where do we know that ma'aseh sheni that became tamei is something that could be redeemed? In other words, from the fact that we're explaining that the previous Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel, is talking about what's the case that was ma'aseh sheni that wasn't redeemed. It can't be the halacha of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is saying that already, which is regular classical case when ma'aseh sheni is outside Yerushalayim and you didn't redeem it. So you're not allowed to eat it outside, then you get lashes. So he said, the previous Mishnah is talking about that. No, it's in Yerushalayim. Not in Yerushalayim, so I mean you can't redeem it over there. No, you could because it's tamei. And tamei, you can't eat it, so then you could redeem it. On that, the Gemara asks, how do you know? The inference is that obviously you could redeem it even Yerushalayim, even though ma'aseh sheni that's tahor cannot be redeemed in Yerushalayim, like the pasuk says, ki yirchak mimcha v'nosat b'kasev. The Torah indicates clearly that if you're far from Yerushalayim, then you could redeem it, but not if you're close, not if in Yerushalayim itself, like it says elsewhere. So therefore, how do we know that when it's tamei that you could redeem it in Yerushalayim? Says Gemara, Amar Blazer, Rabbi Blazer said, "Minayin la'maisa sheni shenitma." From where do we know regarding ma'isa sheni became tamei? Shepaydenoise afilu b'Yerushalayim, that you can redeem it even Yerushalayim. Tamalayma, because the pasuk said in Devarim when it talks about the redemption process of swapping the ma'isa sheni into money, it says kileisuchel se'esei, because you cannot be se'esei, which the simple translation is because you can't carry it. You're not going to schlep all your ma'isa sheni to Yerushalayim. Torah allowed you to redeem it onto money and bring the money up to Yerushalayim. But says Rabbi Blazer, "Ve'ein seis el achila." The word seis refers to eating. How do you see that? Shem, like I said, the pasuk in Bereishis, when Yosef had his brothers down with him in Mitzrayim, it says v'yisa maslis, that he carried portions for his brothers. He gave them portions. Me'is panav, that was in front of him. So one thing you see is that maslis refers to eating. So therefore, this is what the pasuk is saying. It's saying two halachas. Either ki yichak mimcha ha'makim, if the ma'aser tahar is out of Yerushalayim, then you can redeem it. Or even if it's in Yerushalayim, it's just that kilei suchel se'esai, that you can't eat it. Why can't you eat it? Because it became tamei. Then the pasuk continues with nasata b'kasav, and then you can redeem it into money. That's the source that you could redeem it even in Yerushalayim if it became tamei. Moreover, on the same halachas, Amr Bibi Amr Basi says, "Minayin lamaisa sheni tar." What do we know regarding regular maisa sheni that's tar? That you can redeem it, even if you're one step out of the wall of Yerushalayim, meaning even though the pasuk says Yerchak, which sounds like only if it's very far away, and then he says, no. How do you know that it's even if a person is even just one step out of the wall of Yerushalayim when it's tar, that he can still redeem it? Because the pasuk says, which the simple translation is, because he can't carry it and to bring it inside the wall of Yerushalayim. Which the pasuk is not making contingent on being far away, just that you can't carry in, even if you're one step away. Meaning as long as you still need to do a picking up and bringing inside the wall, even one step away, you can still redeem it. And therefore, it doesn't have to be far away, even if you just, as long as you didn't go into the wall of Yerushalayim, you can still redeem it. And that is the Gemara, going back to what we just said. But Haimei Boile, like Rebbe Eliezer. But we need it for this halacha of Rebbe Eliezer. We said that Kilei Suchel Se'esai refers to, like we said, a terminology of eating, which comes to teach us the halacha of Ma'aseh Sheni that became Tamei, that even Yerushalayim you could redeem it. How could you use this pasuk to teach you a different halacha of even being, for Ma'aseh Sheni Tahor, one step out of the wall of Yerushalayim? And that the Gemara answers, Im Kenev was only teaching the teaching of Rebbe Eliezer, Leimer Krolei Suchel La'ochlei. It should say that, well, you can redeem it because you can't eat it, which that would be clearly talking about ma'aseh sheni that became tamei in Yerushalayim. Ma'aseh esai, what does it mean that when they use the term of carrying? It's obviously teaching us the halacha of Ravasi, that it's a terminology of netila, of taking, and which tells us, even if you have to take it one step, but if you have to still carry it, you can still redeem it out of Yerushalayim. But then the Gemara is the other way. So then ma'imakuli lahach yudas. And then maybe say you're right. Maybe it's only teaching this halacha of Ravasi and not the halacha of Rabbi Eliezer, because it's used the term of se'esa, not of achila. But then the Gemara says, no, imkain, but if it was only teaching halacha of carrying it from one step out of the wall, le'imakor le'suchalitle, the pasuk should have said that because he can't pick it up. Ma'i se'esa, why does he use this ambiguous term of se'esa? Shemam and Atat is teaching of both. Se'esa means eating and it also means carrying, and it's teaching us both these halachas, one regarding that of Ma'aseh Sheni that became Tamei in Yerushalayim, and one of Tahar, even one step out of the wall of Yerushalayim. Now regarding this last halacha, Yosef Chamnina, Rav Hoshi, Avakumibayilu, they were asking the following question. a pischa di Yerushalayim mahu. If someone is by the entryway of Yerushalayim, what's the halacha? We know once you're in, you can't redeem it anymore. We're talking about ma'isa sheni tar, and we know if you're one step out, you also can redeem it. What's if you're in the entryway? So the Gemara explains. Pshita hu b'chutz masoy b'fnim. It's obvious if he's on the outside, but his load, let's say he's carrying something in front of him, is already inside the wall of Yerushalayim. So kotu mechitzas, the walls of Yerushalayim already took possession, already captured the ma'isa sheni, and it's already in Yerushalayim, and therefore they cannot be redeemed anymore. Our question is, hu b'fnim masoy b'chutz. He's already in, and he's carrying the load behind him, and the load is still outside, it didn't come into the wall yet. Ma, what's halacha, would we still be able to redeem that ma'isa sheni tar and consider it out of Yerushalayim? So says the Gemara, Tanna lehu, was taught to them, a b'raisa, by hahu saba b'di Reb Shimon ben Yochai, by this elder from the yeshiva of Reb Shimon ben Yochai, that the pasuk says, ki yirchak mimcha hamakam. It says, when it talks about the ability to redeem, it says, if the place will be distant from you, what does that mean, from you? Mimim lo'echa, from your entire fullness. Meaning, both the person and his load are considered part of his fullness. Meaning that one shouldn't think when it says kirchak mimcha hamakam, from you, it means even from part of you. As long as part of you is outside, you could still redeem it. No. The Bryce is teaching that when your whole fullness is far, when all of you is out of Yerushalayim, then you can redeem. But if you're inside, or if your load is inside, then the place is not distant from Milo Acha, from your whole fullness, and then you can't redeem it anymore. Rather, you have to eat over there in Yerushalayim, and therefore, either one, if either the person or his load is in Yerushalayim, one cannot redeem it anymore. But still, the Gemara asks the following question. Bayer of Papa says, let's say the person is inside, and Noket lay, he's holding his load behind him, Bekanya, on a long stick going outside. My, what's halacha? In other words, since it's not on his shoulder itself, meaning if it's on his shoulder, we said, okay, it's Miloacha, meaning it's part of him and he's already inside, so the load is already considered inside also. But here's not the load itself, the Maaser Sheni, is not on his shoulder. It's on a stick that's on his shoulder. So maybe you would still consider the Maaser Sheni as if it's on the ground, not connected to the person, and it could still be redeemed. Or maybe do you say that, no, since he's holding the stick that's holding the load, it would still be considered his load and part of Milo Acha, and therefore, since he's inside, you can't redeem it anymore. My, what's the halacha? Says the Gemara, take it, let it stand. It's not clear what the halacha would be in that case. Now, Amr Basir and Beichan, he continues on these halachas. He says, Maisa Sheni, Me'im Seicha Yemnalab. When is the liability of eating Maisa Sheni, when does that obligation start regarding being liable for eating it out of Yerushalayim when it's not redeemed? So says Rabbi Yechanan, Mishiro Pnei HaChema. When it saw the face of the wall, then when it came into Yerushalayim, then that liability starts. Which, as Rashi obviously explains, that must mean that the halacha of our Mishnah that was talking about the liability for eating Ma'aser Sheni unredeemed out of the wall of Yerushalayim means that you brought it into Yerushalayim and then you took it out. Then if you take it out, then you're eating it unredeemed out of your slime. That's where the liability for this halacha is. Says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason for that? Because the simple understanding would be that it's if you, even if you didn't bring it in, you're outside, you could either redeem it, or you got to eat it inside. If you eat it outside, you're liable. And that's such a big no. It's only once you bring it inside, then there's liability for eating outside. What's the reason? The Amakur, because the Pasuk says in Devarim, it says, Lefnei Hashem lekecha techlano, that in front of Hashem, your God, you should eat it. Ma'aser Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Again, if you don't, then you have to redeem it. Now, Uksiv, the Pasuk says before that, Lo yisuchu lecha b'sharecha, you can't eat it in your gates. Explains the Gemara as follows. Kol eichad dekarin en beit lefnei Hashem lekecha techlano, wherever you recite regarding this Ma'aser Sheni, that in front of Hashem, your God, you should eat it, karin en beit lo yisuchu lecha b'sharecha, then the prohibition of not eating in your gates will apply. But wherever it does not apply that this halacha of in front of Hashem your God you should eat it, meaning because he didn't yet bring it inside, then then you don't have yet the iser of not eating in your gates, and therefore this whole iser of eating ma'aser sheni unredeemed outside would only begin once you bring it inside, and then you bring it outside, only then would that be the violation for the lashes for the halacha of eating ma'aser sheni unredeemed outside of Yerushalayim.